program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Friday morning. Another week has come, another week has gone, and here it is, the end of the week. Today I would read a scripture found in Romans chapter 11, beginning with verse 33. Paul has been considering the great and wonderful things of God and God's knowledge and wisdom, and now he breaks out into jubilant expression as he exclaims himself in excitement. He says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen." Oh, as Paul says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are these things. God is all-wise. God is all-knowing. He knows everything. As the writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs 3:19, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding he hath established the heavens." In Acts chapter 15, verse 18, it says, "Knowing unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." Romans 2, verse 16 tells us, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." What we are saying is that God knows everything. As we have in the lesson before said, God knows everything that is, was, will be, and he even knows what might have been. And God has made us in his image, and he has made us a rational being. Our spirit and our mental image is what makes us different from the animals of the world about us. And so we are to respond to such a being who is all-wise and all-knowing by our capacity to know and understand. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, Paul had this to say to Timothy. He says, "Who will have all men to be saved," that's God, "and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." All right, God has made us with a mental capacity to respond to him who is all-knowing and wise, and he would have all men to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Jesus said one time in John 8, verses 31 and 32, speaking to some Jews in Jerusalem, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you'll be my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Yes, God wants us to know the truth, and we can because we are made in his image with a mental capacity, and God is all-knowing, and he expects us to respond to him by our knowledge in seeking to know. In 2 Peter 3, verse 18, this great writer said, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." We as human beings, when we become Christians, are to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, responding to this one who is all-knowing and who is all-wise, omniscient. We might respond to him and know and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul told Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." How we're to seek to know. We are inexcusable if we don't know. In Acts 17:30, Paul said to those on Mars Hill, "In the times of this ignorance God winked at or overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." One time Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, to these Christians, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." Yes, God knows, and he wants us to know. And by having the knowledge of God, we will enter into the right way and live the right life. God is all-knowing, and he wants us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the truth. This is the truth we share with you today and this week. I thank you for listening.